When the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team was trounced by Puerto Rico, the front page headlines were inevitable. Red, white, and very blue, says the Philadelphia Inquirer today. A wake-up call for the Dream Team, says the New York Times. Of course, this wake-up call came after several others. The loss of the World Championships, the arrival of so many high-quality National Basketball Association players from overseas, and some say also the decline of the American game itself. One critic of the way the game is played in the National Basketball Association nowadays is a man who personified excellence in the NBA in the 1960s and early 70s, Oscar Robertson, who joins us from Cincinnati. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Does the loss to Puerto Rico, although it doesn't rule out any medal or further victories in Athens, does it say something about the status of American basketball?
I think what you've seen recently with Puerto Rico beating the USA is that you don't have the right players who understand the game of basketball, fundamentally speaking, because there are certain things you do when I played basketball, if anyone who plays who knows anything about the game. When a ball is passed somewhere, you do certain things. Their lack of fundamentals when attacking a zone and making outside shots and being able to anticipate what's going on the floor is just totally lacking.
How can that be? I mean, some people say that we're missing a handful of top superstars, but these are great players who are representing the U.S. How can they not know the fundamentals of the game?
Who said they were all that great? I think sometimes when you see news writings of people, they say, oh, this player is outstanding, this is a superstar. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to play when the horn blows. I think they're good, decent players like the players who are from Puerto Rico. You know, but you got to play as a team. Yeah. Individual players, you know, you don't get it done a lot of times. You got to play as a team.
So you think part of it is which players are playing?
There's no doubt about it. Look who you have inside other than Tim Duncan.
Well, that's a big other than, though. He was a most valuable player in the NBA.
Yeah, but, you know, but he didn't per se play the pivot all night long. Where, you know, here again, you know, when Duncan gets the ball, who's been playing very well, you got to have someone to make those shots. You got to have the right cuts. And you got to rebound and play defense. But more than anything, you know, against a zone, you got to pass the ball, move the ball instead of dribbling all over the court.
Well, in addition to Tim Duncan, this team has Allen Iverson.
And?
He's a pretty fabled star backcourt man, no?
Well, he started with the Philadelphia team, but, you know, I mean, I guess he was 1 for 10 the other night, wasn't he?
Something like that, yeah.
I guess when you play against a zone, you got to have people making shots outside, and you got to get inside also.
Well, the Olympics team, the U.S. men's team, has LeBron James on it. This was the rookie sensation of the NBA this year. Straight out of high school to the pro.
You know, that's fine. He's played very well during the season. But you see in these games, you know, when you get with all different players, you got to be able to put together a unified effort. So the focus may be all wrong, but just going down the floor, dunking the ball would not get it done.
If the United States actually doesn't win the gold medal in these games, do you think it would be a cue for the U.S. Olympic program to do something different next time, to organize the team differently?
No, you know, if they got a couple of players here, a couple of players there, they would win. They'd win easy. It's just unfortunate that when they had the World Games up in Indianapolis, I don't know how long ago it has been, they finished in fifth place. That should have been an indication that something's wrong with whoever's picking these teams.
Oscar Robertson, thank you very much for talking with
us. Don't forget my book.
I won't. Oscar Robertson, in addition to being one of the greatest players in the history of the National Basketball Association, is the author of The Big O, My Life, My Times, My Games. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you so much.